Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be diving into the world of online piracy. Always a hot topic, right? But we're focusing on Denmark today. A recent article titled "Illegal Streaming: Danish Service Provides You with Everything" really caught our eye and got us thinking about how easy it is to access, well, you know.
Yeah, the stuff we're not supposed to.
Exactly. And this article, well, it describes this network in Denmark, this service. They're offering everything. Movies, shows, even ebooks, all completely pirated. The article doesn't even name the service, which is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. It really highlights how organized this whole thing is. We're not talking about a few people sharing files here. They've got a whole system going.
They even have a dedicated subtitling department.
I mean, wow.
Right. It really makes you think about online piracy differently, doesn't it?
It does. When you hear about this level of organization, it's almost like a business. It makes you wonder about the motivations behind it, you know?
Definitely. Is it just about free content, or is there something more there, like a community aspect?
Yeah, a shared purpose, maybe. Like they're providing a service.
Interesting. So you're almost rooting for them, even though obviously it's illegal.
Almost. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's talk about the scale of this thing for a second. The article mentions a crazy amount of downloaded data, 29,000 terabytes. Like, how do you even wrap your head around that number?
It's massive.
Yeah.
For context, that's like downloading the entire Library of Congress multiple times.
Wow. And they're moving all that data?
That's where torrents come in.
Okay, so torrents, break it down for us. How do they actually work?
So imagine you're downloading a file, but instead of getting it from one place, you're getting tiny bits from loads of different users at the same time. And your computer, once it has some of those pieces, it starts sharing them with others too. So it creates this like web of sharing. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to shut down.
Because you can't just target one source.
Exactly.
But the article mentions legal action. They caught someone connected to this Danish service. The guy got jail time and a huge fine for downloading over 100 terabytes. But does that really do anything when you have this massive network?
It's tough to say for sure. It definitely sends a message, right?
Yeah.
Shows that authorities are taking it seriously. But like we said, it's hard to catch everyone.
Especially with so many users.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because the article also mentions this report from the UIPO, you know, the European Union Intellectual Property Office. And they're seeing some worrying trends.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, they're basically saying that online piracy, it's not going away. In fact, it's getting worse.
You're kidding.
Nope. And get this, MediaVision, their research company that focuses on media over in the Nordics, they found that almost 25% of people in those countries admitted to, well, you know.
To pirating.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, a quarter of them. So it's not just a few people here and there. It's pretty common then.
Seems like it.
So why are so many people turning to piracy then? It's like it's everywhere, right?
It really is. Yeah. And the UIPO report, they actually highlight some of the reasons behind it.
Okay.
One of the big ones, cost. Think about all the streaming services out there, right?
So many.
They all have their own exclusive stuff.
Right. So if you want to watch everything,
you'd need like a million subscriptions.
Which, let's be honest, who can afford that?
Exactly. It gets pricey.
It's like cable all over again.
Totally. And then on top of that, sometimes you can't even watch things.
What do you mean?
A lot of these services have regional restrictions.
Oh, right. So you might pay but still not be able to watch something because of where you live.
Exactly. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
So people, well, they find other ways.
I get it. But still, these subtitling teams, it just shows how much effort goes into it.
Yeah. It's more than just, oh, I want to watch this for free. You know?
Right. There's a whole community there.
Exactly. They're sharing recommendations, working together, making content accessible.
It's like a whole hidden world, even if what they're doing is, you know, not quite legal.
Definitely a gray area.
For sure. So we've covered a lot. This Danish service, torrents, the legal side, and why people pirate.
It's a complex issue.
Really complex, but that's the thing about these deep dives. They get you thinking. So to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What do you think about all of this? Head over to our website, leave a comment. Let's keep this conversation going. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Thanks for listening, everyone.